For this year's 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence, Women in Crisis Algoma is using a social media campaign to highlight the exemplary work of 16 Canadian women, both historical and current, and is asking the public to discuss and share the stories. On Thursday, Women in Crisis kicked off the annual 16 Days event at the shelter with the support of the local chapter of the Zonta Club. Zonta Club does incredible work around the world, as well as in our community, said Erin Lodge, Communications and Administration Coordinator for Women in Crisis Algoma by phone on Friday. They have long been working to support women and for equality and rights and ending gender-based violence. They are great activists for that cause. Joined by Mayor Christian Provenzano, representatives from the local Zonta Club chapter and Women in Crisis raised a flag during Thursday's event to mark the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. We raised this flag alongside several other communities across the province yesterday, just as a declaration of our commitment to the work of ending gender-based violence, said Lodge. The International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women Day marks the beginning of the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence. This year, Women in Crisis is marking the 16 days with a social media campaign on its Facebook and Instagram pages. For the next 16 days, we will post stuff on both of our platforms, and we are asking the community to follow, that they share to increase awareness of some incredible women in our history and our present day who are working to see these changes come, and we can follow their lead, said Lodge. It's also sharing important messages with the posts, like the fact 1 in 3 women will face gender-based violence in their lifetime. We ask the community to share our posts, share the awareness message and start those conversations with their coworkers, their family members and keep a watchful eye for any signs that someone maybe they know is in an abusive situation like domestic violence and they can reach out to the shelter for support. They can come to the shelter with the women if she is more comfortable to speak with a counselor with a friend next to her, she added. Women in Crisis did not hold its most recent Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event, which is one of the biggest annual fundraisers for the shelter. We just felt it was appropriate to sort of put it on hold because of how businesses were really struggling, said Lodge of the event. In spite of that, they still continued to give. We're just overwhelmed at how much the community has stepped up and continues to give to us throughout this entire pandemic, said Lodge. It speaks loudly how much this community is in support of ending gender-based violence and in support of women in crisis. They really care about women and children who are struggling in this manner. Women in Crisis may have missed some fundraising opportunities because of the pandemic, but Lodge said the organization has seen an increase in the number of women and children accessing its services. Our capacity has been reduced, but that has not slowed the demand for the support services that we provide, said Lodge. Our crisis line has not slowed, if anything it has increased with the number of callers and walk-ins have increased. All of our stats have gone up throughout the pandemic compared to years prior. When the messaging going out was, stay at home, stay safe, was prevalent, for the women and children that we serve, that is not the case. It is not safer for them at home. That created so many other issues, she added. Despite a reduction in fundraising dollars and an increase in the need for its services, Lodge said Women in Crisis did not turn away a single woman or child who was in need of help. We are always open 24 hours, even throughout the entire pandemic. We are always here ready to offer that support and crisis services to women who are experiencing domestic violence, said Lodge.